Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a Wednesday. News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, all new pre-owned inventory. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. And it is one of my favorite days of the year. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what Steve says. This is an exciting day. It is the release of the 2021 NFL regular season schedule. And what's been kind of surprising today for me is everybody, the NFL has always wanted to make it all build up to the show they're going to have tonight on NFL Network at 8. And usually they don't like when reporters and everybody else leak some of the games. But CBS and Fox have already gone out and said what their week one slate is going to be. And even the teams have said just week one. And I found that a little surprising. But I guess they must be embracing the leakage that just always happens in this Twitter world nowadays. So that was just one small observation. Not that that really matters, but that was just one small observation there. So what we know so far is for the season opener, it'll be Dallas at Tampa Bay, which, I mean, it's not a surprise because NBC loves the Cowboys, because a lot of fandom comes with that, which sometimes, you know, good or bad, on my end at least, fair or foul. But that's the season opener. The opening Sunday night game, I think, is going to be fun. Potentially Justin Fields versus Matthew Stafford. Bears and the Rams at SoFi. That could be a very fun matchup for week one. As far as the Eagles and Steelers go, the Eagles, what we know so far, their opener is at Atlanta. Home opener is the following week against the 49ers. Then October 24th, they'll be at Las Vegas. Then the November 28th and December 5th, the Eagles are going to be at back-to-back games at MetLife Stadium. At the Giants on the 28th, which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, so they won't be playing on Thanksgiving this year, which I thought that might have been a possibility. And then the next week, they'll be at the Jets, which is that 17th game that the NFL added this year. I thought that was going to be the last game of the regular season, but turns out it's not. So that's what we know for the Eagles right now. For the Steelers, we know the opener is at Buffalo. And I was actually a little surprised that it's only a 1 o'clock game. There's a lot of interesting components and a lot of matchups that are interesting for week one. But you have Packers-Saints as one of the 425 games. And of course, the Aaron Rodgers thing, we don't know what's going to happen there, so that could be it. But then the Saints, I guess whoever's at quarterback, whether it's Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, or a combo of both, I guess that's a storyline. But I think Steelers-Bills is a much better game to have in that slot. You do have Browns-Chiefs, the rematch from the AFC title, divisional round. So that's a good matchup. I'll give them that. And I do like the Sunday night game, but I just think Steelers-Bills, 1 o'clock. I don't know. I think that could be in a better slot. Let's see, for the Steelers. I'm also seeing Week 9. The Steelers will be Monday Night Football against the Bears. Trying to see if that is a home or away. They are at Las Vegas Week 6. I'm sorry, that's Las Vegas at Denver Week 6. I take that back. The Thanksgiving games, we already know. It's going to be Bears-Lions, Raiders-Cowboys, and Bills-Packers. I'm sorry, Bills-Saints. So that is a little interesting. All interconference matchups there for Thanksgiving, minus the AFC North battle with Bears-Lions, which I believe was the game last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
so there you go. We already know a couple of them. And then Week 4, Steve, is the big Bucks and Patriots game, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, now look. Let's start with this. I noticed there was a big announcement yesterday that May 17th, Monday, they're going to go to 75%. Yeah, I wonder where that story was broken.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Well, we had it yesterday. We didn't talk about it on the show, but we reported it yesterday.
Excuse me. I talked about this in April.
True, you did.
You and other, I mean, just nothing but confusion on your end. Like, how could the dopey sports guy actually know anything beyond the geniuses in news at our own organization? No credit. I believe the exact quote to me was, "What do you mean you have sources?" Okay. I've only done this for decades. All right, so decades. You just whitewash it because you want to get to the schedule thing. Wait till we do the schedule tomorrow. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We're going to predict every game for the Eagles.
That's
You're
right.
Love it.
Then we're going to do the Steelers schedule too.
Absolutely. We do the Ravens schedule, but you know, I don't want to appease both fans.
Well, Eagle fans can care less about Baltimore.
Oh, it's just so cruel.
That's not so cruel. It's the truth. There's no big rivalry with Baltimore.
So I just, I know Kyle's there today. So, Kyle, you can give him a thumbs up or not. Kyle, will you be watching even a few minutes of the schedule release tonight?
He says thumbs down. We'll work on that.
Good. It's great to work with a real American. So the entire Week 1 breakdown is out. So, I mean, they've done that. And among the Week 1 games, the opener is Dallas and Tampa Bay on Thursday the 9th. Okay. Now, why do you think that game is the first game? Yeah, you're not happy.
No, it's not that I'm not happy. It's just I know NBC loves the Cowboys for obvious reasons, which I at most of the time. But
see, you have just now played into the reason.
Maybe I have. But I don't know who Tampa was scheduled to play this year, but I thought they would go for a divisional game. Maybe the Saints. I thought for sure they would have scheduled the Saints.
No appeal. No breeze, no appeal. So here's why it's the opening game, right? It's the love-hate factor. Right? So let's start with, Tampa Bay. Defending champion, okay. Tom Brady. There is a segment of the population, whether Brady is wearing a Tampa Bay helmet or a New England helmet, that wants Tom Brady to win. There is also a segment of the population that is going to watch the game because they want to watch Tom Brady lose. Now let's flip it to Dallas. Dallas, the great moniker of America's team. That goes back to the NFL Films season documentary called America's Team, narrated by the legendary John Facenda. John Facenda, who, by the way, came to the Penn State campus, the old Wagner Annex, in 1982. I was there. And he narrated the 1982 Penn State Football National Championship video. Yes, that John Facenda. But ever since then, the moniker of America's Team. There is a segment of the population that loves the Cowboys and want to see the Cowboys win. And not only that, they can beat Brady, and Dak Prescott's back. And there's also a gigantic segment of the population that can't stand the America's Team thing and want to see the Cowboys get blown out. That's a ratings game.
Right. No, it's from that perspective, it's no surprise. I just didn't know if they were going to go that route for the season opener.
I mean, here are your other great choices. Jaguars, Texans. Cardinals, Titans. What? Chargers, Washington football team. Really? I don't even know if Rodgers going to watch. Okay? Vikings, Bengals. Okay? Jets and Panthers.
No, that's somewhat intriguing because it's Sam Darnold versus his old team already. That's somewhat intriguing.
Has the general appeal of watching carpet be put down. All right. Eagles and Falcons. No.
Well, yeah. I get that one. Yeah.
Steelers, Bills, people are going to watch. The Steelers have a following. The Bills were pretty good last year. Now, the Bills are the better team, but people will watch some of it.
And I said I was surprised that was a 1 o'clock game.
Well, you have to give... Look, you have to give Fox and CBS something.
I know, but Packers Saints is the 4 o'clock game though, and you just said with the Breeze thing, to me that's a better 1 o'clock game, and you put the Steelers Bills at 4:25. With I don't know what the cross flexing thing is. The Sunday night game's good.
For the most part, you're keeping things status quo. The Packers and Saints are not going. Fox has the doubleheader that day. They've got the okay. They've got the NFC games.
Right.
So you're not going to put the Bills and the Steelers at 4:30.
But at least CBS, on the other hand, does have Cleveland and Kansas City.
They got Cleveland, Kansas City at 4:25 on CBS. You got Denver and the Giants. Who cares? Dolphins, Patriots. Nobody cares. The Sunday night game is the number 2 and 3 markets in the country. Bears and Rams. Okay, so it's the number 2 market in the country, Los Angeles, the number 3 market in the country, Chicago. So that's why they're doing that. And then, you know, you get the usual Monday night throwaway game. It's the Ravens and the Raiders.
I've seen worse for Monday night. I have seen worse for Monday night.
You're not going to. People are going to watch that. It'll be the usual low rating. So there you go. That's week one. That's how exciting this is.
Yeah, week one, I will say, is a little disappointing overall with some of the matchups.
There's going to be a whole bunch of disappointing. The league is a whole bunch of bad matchups. You're sitting there going, it's Sam Darnold against his old team. There are people who don't even know he's at Carolina. God sakes. Oh, he played for the Jets? Oh, yeah, he's the guy that saw ghosts. Okay, yeah, I got him. Another great ESPN, like, throw guy under bus move. Because we need ratings. I love ESPN. Let's play the mic back. He said he's seeing ghosts. This is great. So they ruined the guy's rep on a national TV. Great. Way to go. Because we need ratings. Good. You wonder why nobody else is going to wear the mic anymore. Oh, my goodness. You're going to watch this tonight. And not only that, you're going to subject your child to watching this.
Of course. Until he has to go to bed. But, yeah, it will be on. Because what he's going to see tonight, regardless of whatever the subject is quality television. Because you're going to have Rich Eisen, Al Michaels, Joe Buck, and Jim Nantz all talking, breaking down the schedule. Anytime the three of them get together, Al, Dan, and And Joe Buck and Jim Nance, yeah. That's must-see TV for me.
Well, I think we need to take a break. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You got Donovan Smith. You got Micah Parsons making his debut, and Captain Poo Poo over here, the master of ordering the poo poo platter at the Hookie Lounge, is just.
No, that's a great start for Micah. Hey, Sunday Night Football for your against the defending champs to start your NFL career. That's awesome.
You don't want to watch it because you're a hater.
Oh no, I'm going to watch. I still think it's a good matchup. I'm definitely going to watch. I just thought that they would go a different direction.
It's going in a direction where they're putting teams
out there
that have a love-hate relationship with the public based on their brand.
That doesn't mean I still want to vomit at the Cowboys. I'm still going to watch. It's still a good matchup. I get the thinking. I just hate the Cowboys. That's all.
I talked to Brad Sham. Had a nice long talk with Brad. He speaks highly of you.
I'm fine with Brad Sham. He's a terrific broadcaster.
Yeah, we use Brad's booth for the Cotton Bowl.
I just hate the team. That's all. There are many broadcasters of teams that I hate that I love, such as Mike Lang of the Penguins.
Okay. I'm glad you have loose standards.
Yeah.
Normally, your hate carries over. I mean, you're a big Notre Dame fan. I know you can't stand me. So.
That is certainly untrue.
I mean, we all love Bucknell because of Doug.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And, who does he work with? All right. What? Even Doug kicked him out during the season. All right. That's not true. I carry him. Great to have you with us on the show today. Corey Geiger coming up in the next half hour. Dick Girardi tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Matt's favorite trainer, Bob Baffert, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get to race.
It's not the horse's fault.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai. Boy, the best of new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory. All with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. That's critical. Great sales staff, fabulous service department, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. I heard that ad in there for the Sunbury Rotary Heroes. Did it bother you when the suit nominated himself?
S-U-I-T. That spells suit. Da.
Isn't that supposed to be something where somebody nominates you? I mean,
generally, that's how it works.
I have concerns. I don't know about you, but I have concerns. All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. Matt is all wound up about the schedule release. I gave everybody a preview of the Eagles schedule yesterday. They're going to play Dallas twice. They're going to play Washington twice. They're going to play the Giants twice. You don't play the other last place teams. And we know what week 17 is.
But see, when was the question? And now we found out. I believe for the Eagles.
When is 2021? They are playing this fall. I mean, I've given you the teams and I've given you the time of the year. How much more do you need?
Now, see, because this is interesting, because they play the Giants and the Jets in back-to-back weeks at MetLife, November 28th and the 5th. They're at Dallas on Monday Night Football. The Eagles only have two primetime games so far. And I think that's going to be it this year, which is not surprising. But
Everybody's guaranteed one.
Yeah. At Dallas, so, Monday night the 27th, Thursday night at home against Tampa.
They're going to get crushed.
Listen, I don't know that. I'm just saying. I'm not surprised they don't have this many primetime games.
There's no appeal. They have no star. Who's their star?
I know.
Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts.
And Devontae Smith. Hopefully.
Yeah, to a point. He's 165 pounds. So you won't make it through the month. All right, so, I mean.
You're killing my buzz, man.
You're all excited to see what 1 o'clock games you're going to get. They'll move them around 425 just for some variety.
We'll see later on in the year.
You think they'll be flexed?
Well, there might be one of those situations where, like, if they're playing a division opponent and they need something, they need the game.
The two pro teams in this state might combine for 10 wins this year.
Sadly, yes.
After what has been an incredible, if you're a pro football fan in this state, this century so far, the 21st century, has been unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's been phenomenal, right? Three Super Bowl wins, five total Super Bowl appearances between the two, lots of playoff appearances. The 21st century for pro football in the state has been phenomenal when you think about it. Howie Roseman's emergence. No?
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells found.
I'm just concerned. Yeah, I try to bring out the positives. You don't seem to think it's a positive.
It was in 2017, and that's about it.
I mean, what are you looking for out of this schedule tonight? I mean, what are you on the edge of your seat for?
I don't know, just to see when all the games are, what to look forward to.
But I already told you they're playing.
But it's always fun to see, you know, what networks get what games and the science and the thinking behind all of this and the negotiating of who gets what.
Negotiating? There's no negotiating. ESPN, they negotiated. Please give us something.
All right, let's say negotiations between NBC, CBS, and Fox. How about that?
Well, Sunday Night Football is the prime one. You got to be on that. If you're not on that. I didn't know the Eagles weren't on the Sunday night thing.
That's what I'm saying. The only two primetime games they have this year is Monday night against the Cowboys, Thursday night against Tampa Bay. But I'm not surprised, though, because, again, they're probably not going to be a good team this year.
Part of the key to being in primetime is people have to want to watch you. All right, so...
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, the Browns right now are more appealing.
Sadly, yes. The Steelers, though, do have a Sunday night game against the Bears, Week 9, from what I've seen.
Boy, I would not put the Bears on Sunday. I mean, I know. Look, the Bears are already on Sunday Night Football to open. They got the Rams. So you got the 2 and 3 markets. I mean, that's a market size game. The Bears have been, to me, one of the more unappealing franchises for decades. In a lot of ways, they play boring football. They are not dynamic. I think, you know, when you get to primetime games, you've got to be putting dynamic out there. And the Bears are not dynamic. I mean, they just aren't. I mean, usually when the Bears are on, like, I'll watch a little bit of a Bears game, but it just only can go so far. Especially right now, they're just not. I mean, they had the draft Fields. They had no other choice. Obviously, I want Allen to do well. Allen, I'm talking about Allen Robinson, obviously. They don't have a very good running back. They got a good tight end. They're decent defensively. But they're just dull. I mean, they're just a dull team to watch. And it's like that every year. When the Bears, I mean, for whatever, certain franchises have certain problems, which they're never able to overcome. And you can't figure out why, you know, that for whatever reason, they can't get and pick a position. Pick a position. The Bears have always, for whatever reason, have rarely, if ever, had a really good quarterback. I mean, the two top quarterbacks in the history of Bears football are Sid Luckman, who, you know, despite what you and Kyle claim, you never saw him. Okay. Yeah, we're going back to the 40s here. All right. And Jim McMahon. That's been it. And McMahon suffered some bad injuries, and that's the reason why his numbers aren't even better than they are. That's why McMahon won't be a Hall of Famer. But McMahon, when they won in 1985, the 46 defense, they won because Jim McMahon had a great year, okay, as a quarterback. Hey, you can have a great defense that's keeping people down. That's where the stars were. You had Richard Dent. You had Mike Singletary. You had Gary Fencik. You had Plank. You had Otis Wilson, all those guys, okay? Okay? Steve McMichael, Hampton. They had great players on that defense. But the Bears won and were dynamic because McMahon and Walter Payton and Willie Gault, they were darn good, and McMahon made them exciting. The Bears were exciting in 85 when they won with McMahon. And the only other Super Bowl they got to was with Rex Grossman. But Rex Grossman is more typical of who they've had. Rex Grossman, Jay Cutler, Rudy Bukich, Billy Wade, Bobby Douglas. Right? And then, of course, they made that huge draft mistake, and everybody knew it. The night they made the pick, that you knew they made a mistake. The night they made the pick. You sat back and went, what are you picking him for? Mitchell Trubisky? I sat back and went, what are you doing? I don't get it. And now, Justin Fields, now I got that. That part I got. The question will be on opening night, is it Andy Dalton? Who used to play for your favorite Cowboys.
If I'm a Bears fan, it better not be. If I'm the Bears, it better not be. It better be Justin Fields.
Well, it better be, but he's going to have to be healthy and beat him out in preseason.
If he can't beat out Andy Dalton this preseason, the Bears are once again in quarterback trouble.
I know. You make it... I mean, Kyle, how easy is it for a rookie to come in and win right away, to win the job right away?
He's shaking his head no.
Exactly. Okay. See, we've been around training camps.
I have too.
Okay, but being around the Shikellamy training camp doesn't help you.
No, I have been to Eagles training camp, and I have been to Steelers training camp.
Yeah, but every day?
Not every day.
See,
but
we're
I've been
there every day. Where you're like, you see, like, okay, good day, oh boy. Good day, oh boy. Then all of a sudden there's fewer oh boys. It just depends on how quickly he can pick up the system. If he picks up the system quickly enough, he's fine. He's fine. But the game's going to be going at a speed that he's not used to. To his credit, you know, when he got to Ohio State, the 2 years he was there, for the most part, not every game. The one thing that the Ohio State experience did show is he does need people around him. When he doesn't have people around him and it's more on him, he does struggle. And with Chicago, he's not going to have a lot around him. But he's going to have to win it in the preseason. He's going to have to stay healthy. And look, they invested in him. I mean, I agree with you. He should be the starting quarterback right out of the gate. I mean, if you're going to invest in him, just go for it right away. You invested in him, go for it right away. Just start playing him. Because that is the whole ball game with you. That's the whole ball game. The Bears have 5 years with him to work around a first round draft pick dollar, where they'll have some financial flexibility. It won't be this year, but it'll be within the next 2 years. You know, they'll have that rookie contract to deal with, which is fine. Might as well just let him get out there and start playing as quickly as possible. But, you know, I know you think, like, sports is really easy, I can tell. But if you... it's not as easy as you think it is to walk in and start playing.
No, I know it's hard. But if you drafted him, traded up nonetheless to get this guy, it doesn't look good if he's not playing week one.
There's an old saying, you'd rather play a guy a game too late than a game too early. We didn't move you on to this show right away. We let the suit ease the show in. Then, when you were ready, we put you on.
That's true.
I tried to make it as personal as possible, Kyle. Or now he understands. Right? We're doing the same thing with little Luke Cotrillo. You know, there'll be a moment in time, you know, maybe 15, 20 years from now, where we'll ease him into the chair. You know, because right now it's too soon. We wouldn't put him on now.
Of course, yes.
Even though it is a glorified parental hostage situation that he has to watch the NFL schedule release tonight. Back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. So tomorrow, tonight you're going to make until he has to go to sleep, you're going to make him watch the schedule release?
Well, I mean, as best as we can, because I know he's very active, so I know I'm not going to get him to sit for a certain amount of time. But it'll be on so he can at least hear what's going on while he's running around doing his thing.
He may be running more. All right, so what's he doing? I think he's running from reality. All right. Yeah, so it's your big night. Schedule release night. Huge. Really huge. All right, so you're already mad that the Eagles aren't on primetime.
I'm not surprised. It's as nice as it is to have the national attention. Also, I don't have to worry about staying up.
Oh, but you'll stay up tonight.
I don't know. I won't stay up till 11 tonight, but I will watch for a majority of the night.
Yes, you will. You'll what? what time is the Week 17 game on so I can plan 8 months in advance? Is it really bad image-wise with this pipeline thing that the suit is sitting in a line right now with company vehicles? I mean, is that... I'm just thinking about the image here of the station, that's all.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells...
I just thought I'd bring that up. I mean, with 8 gas cans. I don't think it looks good. All right. Oh, the corner office.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
just thought I'd mention the visuals. Just thought I'd mention the visuals. All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. We'll have Corey Geiger next half hour. The governor, by the way, is... now, this is good for outdoor events. I mean, I think about a place like Penn's Tavern, for example, with all that outdoor dining that Tom has going out to toward the river. Oh.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal. Although, it's interesting. I was talking to his son, and he was saying the amount of running around that they do because of the distance, just the pure distance. Right? I mean, they all lost weight during the course of it because there was just all this, like, carrying and walking and carrying and walking. But I think about that. I think about the State College Spikes, the Williamsport Crosscutters. Each one of them has a few games in that May 24th to May 30th range. They can, instead of being at 50, they can be at 75. The Reading Phillies, the Altoona Curve can go to 75%. Right now the Curve are at 2,300 capacity. They'll be able to kick that up even further into the mid threes to almost 4, right? With the way the ballpark's laid out, and then of course you get to 100. I think the Curve get to 100 June 7th because I don't think they're home until June 6th or 7th once the new 100 number goes in. But 75% is going to be the new number starting on Monday for outdoor. And what is it indoor, Matt? Is it 50% indoor?
50 for indoor. Yep.
50% indoor. So there you go. We are making progress. Do you have to wear a mask outdoors? I guess in the state, you have to, right?
Well, if you're fully vaccinated, you can have your mask off in certain situations. But in a big crowd like that, everybody would have to mask up, vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Okay. Well, in the world of common sense, okay, sure.
If you're in a smaller crowd with vaccinated or unvaccinated people, you can have your mask off if you're vaccinated in Pennsylvania. But if you're in a larger crowd, then you have to keep it on. So if you're going to a sporting event, you have to keep it on.
We will do what we're asked to do, but I still bring up the critical two words, common sense. Okay? Why bother getting it? Okay? It's like... nothing changed. All right. Now I know you are, right?
I am, yes.
Yes. Kyle, you are?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Kyle's in. Good. Sue got 4. No. That's not how it works. You actually got 5. You got 1 of each. I mean, what are you doing? Do you like show videos to little Luke and say, "Don't become this"? I mean, is that?
No, I'll just use my words for this one.
Okay.
Don't need to traumatize the kid.
Yeah.
And he would tell me the same thing.
Yeah. Well, good. We're all set on this show when it comes to it.